Check, check, 1, 2, checky, check. Testing. My patients are being tested, I tell you what. Oh, shit.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. Shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Why do I even need to say it? After 10 years of podcasting, I still need to say it. You're wrong and I'm right. Because I am the great one himself. I'm right. I'm always right. I've always been right. I'll always be right. I've never been wrong. That really offends some of you out there, doesn't it? Well, you can fuck yourselves. Because this is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect. The cruise missile that hones in on and destroys stupid motherfucking statists all around the world. Yes, my friends and my enemies and people who don't even know who I am. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast, where we mow down stupid people with the 50 caliber machine gun. My patients, they're being tested. Oh my god. 10 years ago, have I mentioned that I've been doing this podcast for 10 fucking years? 10 years? 10 years. Thank you. You're welcome. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I had a good night's sleep. I was fucking exhausted. Went to bed last night at 8 PM. I was fucking tired. Yes. In the control room, over there on the other side of the glass, is the lovely and adorable Randy. I am the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. And of course, CYNLIBSOC on the Twitterverse. We're on the Facebook and the Google Plus if you care, but I ignore those social medias. It's just a push only. You can leave your comments, you'll get ignored. There's, of course, the YouTube channel, where I do respond to comments. I haven't posted anything on the YouTube channel lately. I should probably do that. Also, again, there was no cast on Monday because I've been busy as fuck this week. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Little did I know, 10 years ago when I started this podcast, God, that's the email address if you want to send us feedback or naked pictures or anything like that, God, dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSOC.com. That's where you can send your love mail and your hate mail and your naked pictures. Naked selfies. Selfies, God. Little did I know 10 years ago when I started this podcast that it would end up kind of where I am now as an anarcho-capitalist who is just fucking sick to death of femistatism. I know there are some normal women out there who are not femistatist. Or, you know, they're statist to the degree that everyone is, but they're not idiots. The more I think about this, the more I recognize... Oh, God. Is this important email? Hold on, Randy, I need to look at this. God damn it. Nope. Nope. Okay. We're at the studio recording, but I'm working. I've been working all fucking week. And we're going to talk about work, and we're going to talk yet again some more, because I did a cast about this earlier. God damn it! Now what? Will you people leave me the fuck alone? Alright. It's not a... Alright. Go. Go. Fucking technology making it easier for people to harass me when I don't want to be harassed. What? That is a brilliant idea. See, Randy, that's why I keep you around. Randy just said, why don't you just close the fucking email program? Done. Now they can fucking email me all they want. I'll never know till we're done recording. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm still doing my coffee. Just hang in there with me, guys. This is probably going to be a mellow podcast. 10 years ago, when I started doing this cast, I didn't know I was going to end up needing to constantly harp on the contributions that feminism makes to statism and to general incompetency. I mean, again, look, democracy is bullshit, we know that, but again, just to emphasize all the things I emphasize over and over and over, let me just run over these just really quick and remind you of them. Women should not be allowed to vote because women always vote for socialism. It is the nature of a woman to collect resources and spend those resources however she can. This is why I constantly say women, the human female, is the most destructive animal on the planet Earth. Look at all the resources that go into feeding the need for women to consume things. The makeup, the knickknacks, the clothing, the shoes. I have a friend who works at a thrift store, and some time ago, a man, his wife died, and he brought his wife's shoes to this thrift store to sell them. She had 500 pair of shoes. 500, not making this up. This thrift store in their fucking garage or whatever it is, they have 493 pair of shoes, and there's like 7 of them out in the thrift store. 500 pair of shoes. Imagine the environmental destruction behind those 500 pair of shoes. All of them had to be manufactured in factories that use electricity, by workers that had to drive to work in cars that use fossil fuels. These shoes had to be driven across the country or across the ocean. You don't drive across, sailed across the ocean, burning fossil fuels, driven across the United States. Right? All the environmental destruction that goes into the fucking female clothing and shoes and makeup and hair coloring and push-up bras. All the fucking destruction that comes from doing facelifts and Botox, right? All of this stuff requires electricity, resources, burning of fossil fuels. There is nothing on the planet Earth. I mean, look, as opposed to, again, yes, you're going to tell me there's some bitch who's an exception. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, okay? There were some Nazis who helped Jews escape concentration camps, okay? Those were the exceptions, not the rule. We're not fucking talking about them. I don't give a fuck about this one woman you know who's an exception. Go fuck yourself. Look at men. Most men, again, not all of them. Look, I mean, I haven't bought like anything in ages. Like stuff, like clothing or makeup. I don't buy stuff. Men don't buy new clothes every fucking week just for because of their feelings. Men don't fucking have to buy all this makeup and hair color and shit. And people say, well, but men are responsible for... No, women are responsible for war because, first of all, women who are the majority in the United States and unfortunately are allowed to vote, they could vote for politicians who are anti-war anytime they want to, but they don't. The reason they don't is because women love war heroes. Women like to have alpha males put their cocks inside of them. And where do alpha males come from? Alpha males come from police departments and militaries and things like that, where there are men who have the opportunity to get bulked up and kill other humans and assert their authority. And women are attracted to that. So women are never going to, as a group, oppose war, oppose the military, oppose the police state. Because those are the places where the alpha males come from, or some of the places. Again, the other place is criminals, alcoholics, types like that, which goes into why I've talked about before, why women like going into welfare type jobs, where they're social or guidance count, what do you call those things? Welfare workers or whatever, where they work with, you know, low income, stupid, ignorant men who don't have any intelligence and just blunder their way through the world and are total assholes because women mistake being an asshole for being an alpha male. And those are the kind of men women want to have sex with. So women are the most destructive creatures on the planet Earth. They're also mind-blowingly incompetent. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about one of the jobs I have for an event company where things are being run by a woman, and it's completely fucked up. It's just everything is disintegrating to shit. And this isn't necessarily to... Well, it is. It's partially to rag on her personally, and it's partially for me to vent and rant, but it's also to illustrate why, despite all of their fucking screeching and whining about how women are strong and independent and how they're equal and how anything a man can do, a woman can do better, this is why women should not be in positions of authority. Because again, what would we say? If women ran the world, everything would be great. Oh, if women ran the world. No, if women ran the world, everything I'm about to talk to you about is a perfect example of what things would be like if women ran the world. Where are my notes? This woman who's attempting to run this company into the ground and put it out of business, we'll call her Alice, so that she has a name. Fuck are my notes. So my notes. So Alice, everybody who works at this company is an independent contractor. We're not 40-hour-a-week employees. We come in when we're needed. We don't come in when we're not needed. And we do events. You know, concerts, corporate events, seminars, weddings, whatever, anything people want to pay us to do, if it's an event, we'll do it. We're an event service. So Alice sends out the schedules at the last minute. Again, you've got people who do other things. You got people who have other jobs, people who have hobbies, people who have personal lives. So in a situation like that, a man would say, hey, you know, we got this big job coming up. We need a lot of people. I should send a schedule out early and let people know that we're going to be working on these days and it's going to be a big job and I need as many people as possible. That way, the employees will have time to rearrange their schedule so that they can come in and work. But if you're a woman, see, you don't think that way. Because as a woman, and Alice is as typical a woman as you can get, you know, Alice believes that everything revolves around her and that everyone is just sitting at home doing nothing, waiting for her to call them up to come do a gig. And as a result, she'll send out a schedule like truly 48 hours ahead of time and be like, oh, we have to work 2 days from now. And people are like, hey, you've known this. I mean, you've known this job was coming for a month, 2 months, right? People don't just call us out of the blue and go, hey, I'm doing a corporate event tomorrow. I'm doing a seminar for 500 employees tomorrow at this hotel, and I just found out about this today, and we're doing it tomorrow. Can you, right? That's not how this works. You have to book hotels way in advance. You have to book event venues way in advance. You have to book things way in advance. Right, none of these jobs we do fucking sneak up on us 48 hours in advance. She's known about this stuff for a month at least. But does Alice bother to inform the employees, the contractors, the people who do the work? Does she bother to inform us of what's coming down the pipe, when we're going to be working in advance so that we can not schedule things on those days? Fuck no. Not the slightest attempt. And remember, my friends, women have great communication skills, right? How many fucking times have you heard some dumb fucking bitch open her mouth and tell you how great her communication skills are. And remember, if only women were in charge of the government, if only women ran the military and the fucking militarized police forces, and if only women determined the tax code, and if only women made the laws, if only women controlled the power of the state to kill other humans who don't obey, with their fantastic communication skills. See, then everything would be so much better, right? So we get these schedules, and it tells us, be at work, be at the headquarters at this particular time on this particular day. And you can ask her, okay, what are we doing on this day? And she will outright ignore you. I'm not even exaggerating here. This was an actual conversation we had. She was standing in a venue. She had her cell phone out because she's on the cell phone all the fucking time texting. She had the cell phone out and she's standing there texting. And I walked up to her and I said, hey, Alice, where does this lighting tower need to go so I can set it up? And she didn't even look up from the cell phone. She says, and then she turns her back on me and walks away. I'm like, yes, because you women have such great communication skills. If only women ran the world. My God. So I'm standing here. I got a lighting tower to put up. I have no fucking clue where it goes because I have no documentation. I have no layout of the venue. Because generally when you go to a venue, you would have a floor plan that shows where everything goes. I have no floor plan. I have no documentation at all. And I'm asking the only person who theoretically knows anything where to put the stuff, and she's completely ignoring me. And this is, again, this is her communication skills. This is a woman in charge at a business. I need a piece of documentation from her. I've sent her an email 2 times, asked her once in person, I need this piece of documentation so that I can do my part in planning for this job. Totally ignores me. And she does this to everyone. You ask her questions, and she just ignores you. She does not answer them. And an organization cannot function. Right, an organization like this that has a purpose, that has a goal, that has a result that has to be achieved, right? We have to go to a location, a venue, and we have to provide lighting or decor or an audio system or all of the above or other things. Right? We have to go here and we have to do very specific things, and they have to be done by a very specific time. And yet when we ask questions of the woman who is in charge, we get no answers. Because women are such great communicators, and anything men can do, women can do better. And women need men like fish need bicycles. And if only women ran the world, everything would be perfect. Also with the schedule, she recently sent out 2 weeks worth of schedules. But what she did, the second week worth of schedules, was she just took the first week's schedule and she copied it and she pasted it and then sent that as a second week schedule. So it's actually the same schedule for both weeks, but in theory, it's 2 weeks worth of schedule. So I'm sitting here today, I still have no idea what I'm doing next week. And even when we show up at the headquarters and it's like, all right, Alice, what are we doing? Well, I don't know. Okay, well, you had a schedule to show up at this time. We're here right now. Why are we here? What are we supposed to do? It's like, well, I don't know. Just stand by. It's like, okay, so you have us coming into work, getting paid. We're getting paid for this. People would say, well, you have job security. I fucking hate that. When you're doing stupid shit at work, there's always that fucking moron who says, well, at least you have job security. If you need job security, if you need to have to do things 2 or 3 times over because you fucked them up the first times, or if you need to redo things because people in charge told you to do them wrong, like for example, we're doing another gig and we're putting up drape and Alice tells us, well, why don't you to put this drape up this way? And we're like, well, that's kind of the wrong way to do it. And she's like, well, do it that way. We're like, fine, whatever. So we put the drape up the wrong way. Then Alice comes back an hour later and she says, I don't like the way that drape is. Do it the other way. And we're like, oh, you mean the way that we would have done it to begin with had you left us to our own devices and not told us to do it the wrong way. Great. Now, there's always, at that point, there's always that fucking moron who says,
well, at least we got job security.
If you're that person, I want you to fucking die. If you need to have job security by having incompetent management or by fucking things up and having to do them over and over again, you should be fired. Okay? I am not interested in job security because of incompetence. I am interested in job security by virtue of being to create value for other people. I don't want to have to do shit twice because I fucked it up the first time or because some incompetent supervisor person told me to do it wrong. I want to do shit right the first time and I want to create value that way, and that's how I want to create my motherfucking job security. So those of you out there in that fucking, at least we have job security camp, just fucking kill yourselves. Please, please just fucking kill yourselves. And right now, the people I'm working with at this company, who have all been hired by Alice, right now, I've got another girl who is completely incompetent. She has a fucking degree in theater, 4 years of college, theater degree, doesn't know how to hang a fucking Leco, knows nothing about electricity, doesn't understand like how many lights you can plug into a circuit, and just knows absolutely no practical skills about theatrical lighting at all. I got another guy who knows what he's doing but has a bad attitude because he's sick of the bullshit just like I am. And then I have three guys who are all stoners who fucking at work smoke dope. Who smoke dope while we're driving down the fucking highway in the company vehicle. Smoke dope all day, every day, fucking stoned and dumber than shit. That's the fucking people I'm working with right now. Now that marijuana is legal, I dislike marijuana smokers more than ever. Because it's like, I like to drink alcohol. I love drinking alcohol. But somehow or another, I manage to refrain from drinking alcohol while I'm working. Yet dope smokers, they can't do it, man. They cannot go without their fucking dope. It's like, you want to go home at night and smoke dope? I'm fine with that. But do you really need to smoke the shit while you're at work when you're supposed to be working? The answer, apparently, for these three is yes. Yes, they do need to smoke dope at work. I went off on a tangent there, and I really don't even remember where I left. But Alice hires these shitty people. And again, this antagonizes the fuck out of me with you goddamn statist. Because you always see on the Facebook and all this other shit, the fucking statists are always posting these little memes. The one that says, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you keep getting. Or whatever it is, something like that. And I've been at this company for years. And it's been the same fucking thing. And the owner and Alice are just baffled as to why we have stupid employees. And it's like, well, the two of you keep hiring all the stupid employees. You keep doing the same shit you've been doing. At some point, and this is the other female thing. Here's another example of why women should not be in charge. Every year, every December, I'm almost 100% sure I've talked about this before, every December, our workload explodes because that's when all the corporate holiday parties are. And every year in December, it's a complete fucking clusterfuck. And every year in December, Alice says, well, this is the way it always is. And that's, there it is. Again, that is the whole fucking attitude of why women can't be in charge. Because women just, if women were in charge, we'd all still be living in fucking caves eating raw meat. Because women will put no effort into making things better. And again, I know you're going to find two or three women in history who are exceptions. Good for you. There's billions of women who have gone through their entire lives doing nothing but being parasites and consuming shit and spending money. Okay? So shut the fuck up. Men are responsible for automobiles, for fire, for electricity, for bridges, for roads, for airplanes, for bicycles, for shoes, for clothing, for medical advances, for fucking penicillin, for coffee. Women, if left to their own devices, women would sit there and fucking die of starvation because they're too goddamn lazy and stupid to get up and go find some food. And they would say, well, this is just the way it always is. That fucking attitude right there that comes out of the mouth of almost every woman I know, even women I like. Well, that's just the way it is. Yeah, it is, because you will not get off your ass to change it. And women, we know this, women actually make fun of men. Well, men always try to fix things. Yes, because if men didn't fix things, nothing would get done. Now again, as I said before, if you're a man and you're trying to fix a woman, I've talked about this before, when you have women, women have problems, and men always want to be, I'm going to help you fix your problems. No, stop. Do not help a woman fix her problems, because she will end up hating and resenting you, because as I've said before, women identify themselves and each other by their problems. A woman identifies with her problems, and if you solve one of her problems, you have taken part of her identity. You're not helping her, you're actually making her dislike you. When women talk to men about their problems, men think, oh, she wants me to fix the problem. That's not what she wants. When a woman talks to you about her problems, she just wants you to listen. And you men, you've got to understand that. Stop trying to fix a woman's problems, and your relationships with women will get a lot better. But again, this is the female attitude. And again, in a business, you can't sit here and go, well, this is the way it always is. No, you need to fucking do something about it. You need to put some effort into improving it. You need to look at the system you have. You need to see, where can the system be improved? How can we do better? And then you need to attempt to implement things that will make it better. And you need to try them. And if they work, you keep doing them. If they fail, you discard them and you move on. And women will go, you're just a man. You're just trying to fix things. Yes. Yes, I am. Because I don't enjoy fucking starving to death in the dark. It's just the way it always is. God. The other woman who works there, she's completely fucking worthless too. She can't lift heavy objects. Again, this is why women can't be in charge and generally speaking shouldn't be in the workplace except for waitresses, nurses, secretaries. I know, God, you're the fucking women out there right now are going, and all the feminists are going crazy right now. The feminists are going and saying, remember again, a few podcasts ago, I read that article from Elle Magazine where Melinda Gates was talking about how wonderful it was that in this African country, this man was carrying water, which was traditionally the woman's job, but the man was carrying the water from the well back to his house so that his wife could stay home and take care of their baby. And she was talking about how wonderful that was, and how I pointed out that in Africa, if the woman stays home and takes care of the child while the man goes out and does the work, that's a wonderful thing. But here in the United States, if a woman stays home and takes care of the children while the man goes to work, that's patriarchy. So all I'm saying here, folks, is that no, women should not be going to work. Okay, they should not be in the workplace. Women should be at home taking care of the fucking children, which is wonderful if you're in Africa, but if you're in America, oh, it's patriarchy. Anyhow, women, get the fuck out of the workplace because you're just dragging me down. So this bitch, she works here. She is fucking stupid, worthless. She can't push road cases. She can't pick up heavy objects. I send her to do something. She will go away to, and then she will find one of the other men who work there, and she will say, hey, will you do this for me? And then because they're stupid, they will go and they'll stop doing their job and go do the job I told her to go do for her so that she doesn't have to do it. And then she walks around with her hands in her pockets, sending text messages and talking on the phone to her friends. This is a woman in the workplace. She's completely fucking useless. I'm not making this up. I will tell her, go do X, Y, and Z. She will go to one of the other people who works there and say, hey, will you do X, Y, and Z? And then they'll go and do it for her. I'm like, what the fuck? And again, will Alice fire the bitch? No, of course not. We can't fire anybody because we only have 5 fucking employees. A guy with a bad attitude, 3 stoners, and a worthless woman. We can't fire anyone because we ain't got nobody to work there. Because Alice won't hire any people. Because we're not going to put any effort into hiring good employees. No, we're just going to sit around and say, well, this is the way it's always been. And again, Alice, like a woman, does not understand how working with incompetent people affects other humans. Again, she doesn't give a shit that I have to work with incompetent motherfuckers. She doesn't give a shit that it takes us way longer to do a gig than it should. She sent us out the other day to do a gig, like a major job. I'm flying lighting trusts and all this other shit. She sent us out. Oh, hold on, I can't fucking talk. There we go. It's early in the morning. My voice is not awake yet. I'm doing pretty good for somebody who more or less just got out of bed and didn't do vocal warm-ups. She sent us out to do this gig, this major fucking gig with a shit ton of decor and lighting truss with 4 fucking people. 4. Then she sends us to do a gig that has like 2 pieces of drape, and she sends 6 people. And it's like, do you have any fucking sense at all? The major gig where she sent 4 people, we're out there for like, I don't even remember, 16 hours? No, it wasn't that much. 14 hours. I think it was a 14-hour fucking day. We worked 14 fucking hours straight through. And I'm not necessarily bitching about that because that's the nature of the beast. I can work 14 hours straight through without food because it's fine. That's the nature of the beast. And sometimes we do have to work that way. Sometimes that's what happens. But this was an example of where, had she simply had the competency to schedule a sufficient number of people on the schedule to do the gig, we could have been in and out in something more like realistically 10 hours. I mean, that's about the fastest this job could have got done was 10 hours. But fuck no. Because that's the way it's always been. We have 2 jobs. Today's Wednesday. I'm recording this the day it's going out. Today's Wednesday. We got 2 gigs this weekend. On 1 gig, I've been told to basically make it up as I go along, which, okay, is fine. On the other gig, I know I'm doing a gig. I have no idea what I'm doing. None. And I also have no idea when we're actually going to the places to do these jobs. Like, what day and what time. Both of the events are actually on Saturday, so they both have to be completed by Saturday. But I've received, again, women are great communicators. Women are so good at organizing. Women are so intelligent. Anything a man can do, a woman can do better. And yet, in the next 2.5 days, I'm setting up 2 different events in 2 different locations. I have no idea what day I'm going to which location to set it up. I don't know what time I'm supposed to be there. For the one event, I have no idea what I'm doing. Am I doing lighting? Am I doing decor? Am I doing drape? Am I doing rugs? Am I doing furniture? I don't know. I don't know a fucking thing about it. I don't know anything. Because she, Alice, with her fantastic communication skills and ability to organize things, and the fact that anything a man could do, she could do better, she has not sent me 1 fucking piece of information about this stuff. And she's in charge. And this is how a company is being run. You cannot run an organization this way. You can't do it. This fucking, that's the way it's always been shit, just doesn't fucking cut it. It's pure fucking incompetence. And sadly, well, it may hurt your fucking feelings, she is not the exception. She is the norm when it comes to having a woman in charge. Look at Marissa Myers. She takes control of Yahoo. What's the first thing she does is tells people you can't work at home anymore. Fucking matriarchy. I need you to be at the office where I can see you. Because again, here's the thing. Women coming into the workplace has destroyed it in a large number of ways. First of all, there's the constant fear that men have to have of sexual harassment. If you fucking look at a woman, she might go to HR and say that you sexually harassed her. But other than that, in a workplace dominated by men, nobody gives a fuck about feelings and all this other shit. Men only care about results. I'm a man. I have jobs. I can tell you that I am interested in results. Can we get this done? Can we get this done right? Can we do the best job we can do? Can it look sexy? Can it look good? With whatever it is, whether it's theater, whether it's events, whether it's photography, whether it's podcasting, right? I mean, right here. Randy, no, I don't give a flying. Randy, do I care about your fucking feelings? Exactly. When we do this podcast, we are not interested in feelings. I'm interested in the fuck. I'm only interested in results. Did I get a podcast out? Was it a good podcast? Did it make any fucking sense? Was I coherent or was I just babbling? Was the audio quality good enough? That's all I give a fuck about. And when I listen to my podcast or when it's over and I evaluate myself, it's like, man, I really sucked today. I was not on my game. My podcast was really flat. I was not excited. This is a really boring episode. And it doesn't matter what my fucking feelings are. I'm evaluating it honestly. Sometimes my podcast sucks giant fucking donkey balls. And with men in the workplace, that's how it works. We focus on accomplishment. We focus on success. We focus on, did we meet the criteria for success? Is it quality? Is it good? Is it done on time? Women come into the workplace and take charge, and now it's about, oh, how do people feel? And are we part of a team? And, oh, we don't want anyone to be tired, so let's go home early. I talked about this before with Alice. She's like, oh, we've been here a long time. Let's all go home so that people don't get too tired. It's like, hello, we are not finished. We cannot fucking go home. We are not finished doing the job. Well, we can do it tomorrow. So we come back tomorrow. There's all these people in the way because we need to work overnight when the venue is empty so that we can do our shit. We come back during normal work hours. The venue is full of people doing other stuff. I can't fucking fly lighting truss when it's full of people. I can't drive around in a lift and focus lights when there's fucking tables in the way. And she doesn't get this shit. Because all she understands, she doesn't understand the system, the process, the sacrifices that have to be made, that the job has to be. She didn't get, all she cares about is, well, I don't want people to be tired because I'm worried about people's feelings and I want us to all be a family. And I don't want to be a family with these fucking losers. I am at work to do work. Again, I've talked about this before. I'll do it again briefly. The difference between men and women at work. Men go to a job in order to make money so that they can leave the job and go do things they enjoy doing with people they like. Women go to work in order to do things they enjoy doing with people they like. For women, work especially too, again, with the rise of feminism. As women have alienated themselves from men in their private lives, thanks to feminism telling them that all men are rapists and all men are scumbags and all this other shit, women have become married to their jobs. Women are dating their jobs. Their jobs are their boyfriends. Davis Aruni's video, The Corporate Boyfriend, look it up on YouTube, watch it. He hits it exactly perfectly precisely. The corporation has become, for women who work at corporations, the corporation has become their boyfriend. They are dating the corporation. The corporation sends them on trips, which is like their boyfriend taking them on vacation. The corporation gives them presents. That's their boyfriend giving the right. That the corporation is their boyfriend. Women go to work to have a social life and to have friends and to do fun things. Men go to work in order to accomplish shit and get money so that they can go do fun stuff. And I'm just tired of working for people like Alice who think that the job is supposed to be fun and that we need to let people get their rest. No, we need to finish the job. And we could finish the job a lot faster if you would schedule more people to work And then if you would hire people who actually do work instead of walking around with their hands in their pockets and or smoking dope. The work would also go faster if we knew in advance what the fuck we're doing. It's like today. I'm going to the headquarters later today. I have no idea what I'm doing. I just know I'm supposed to be there at a particular time. I have absolutely no fucking idea what I'm going in to do. And I'm going to get there. And I'm going to send Alice a text. I'm going to say, hey, I'm here. What am I supposed to be doing? And she's going to not respond for a while because she's so busy. Oh, I love this. So part of the reason why I'm being told that she can't do her job effectively is because she's too busy to get it all done, which is hilarious. And this is coming from both her and her boss. This is hilarious. Alice cannot do her job, such as doing the scheduling on time and sending me the information I need to do my job. Alice cannot do her job because Alice is really busy. And what is Alice really busy doing? Well, Alice is really, really, really busy working. Working at what? Well, Alice is really busy working at doing her job. And I'm like, oh, so you're saying Alice is so busy doing her job that she doesn't have time to do her job. Now you see, that's woman logic. Again, this is hand in hand with when women say, well, this is the way it's always been. That's woman logic, right? Every December, everything is completely fucked up and there's no planning whatsoever, but that's the way it's always been, so we're not going to make any effort to make it better. That's woman logic. I'm so busy working, I don't have time to do my work. That's woman logic. Also, woman logic says that you just fucking don't take care of the equipment and sort it out later. I bitched about this before. When we're striking a gig, for those of you not in the world, strike means you're cleaning up. So like the concert is over with, you go in, you get all of your equipment, and you pack it up, and you take it home. That's what strike is. So we go into strike. All of our equipment has a place that it's supposed to live, right? We have road cases or boxes or bins or hampers or whatever. And then even back at the shop, at our headquarters, everything has a place where it's supposed to go. And so you go out to a location, and let's say you had some drape out there. Well, you take the drape down, and you fold the drape up, and then you put the drape back in the correct hampers, sorted by size and color. And we go to strike with Alice, and Alice is like, oh, just throw the stuff in any hamper, and we can sort it out back at the shop. Because it's late at night. Typically, strikes are late at night after an event. And it's late at night, and Alice is tired, and she just wants to go home. And so instead of us doing the shit right on location, we throw it all in, then we take it back to the shop. And then, of course, at the shop, nobody sorts it out. It doesn't get sorted out because nobody thinks about it, because that's not where you're supposed to sort things and fold drape. And there's no room in our shop to fold drape, and our shop is dirty and all this other stuff. But so, and then we go to the next gig and we open up the hamper and the wrong shit is in there. And then Alice wants to bitch about that. And it's like, no, this is your fucking fault. You're the one telling us to do things wrong. When I'm in charge, which happens whenever Alice isn't there, because I'm next in chain of command, even though I have no fucking idea what's going on because Alice doesn't tell me anything. When I'm in charge, shit gets put away right. Because I'm like, we're not doing a fucking Alice strike. We're doing a motherfucking strike the way it's supposed to be. Everything is put away correctly on location. Then it goes back to the shop and we're done. Because I don't give a shit how late people have to work, and I don't give a shit if they're tired. I regularly say to people, hey, the longer you stand there with your hands in your pocket, the longer we're going to be here. Alice, on the other hand, just, oh, we've been here a long time and nobody's done any work. We should go home because I don't want anyone to be tired. Fuck. But if only women ran the world, everything would be perfect. go back and listen to the other episode where I talk about women, why women shouldn't be in the workplace. I don't remember what I don't remember what number it was, but if you just search the site Women in the Workplace, whatever, you should be able to find it. It wasn't that long ago. Because you're saying, well, Alice is an isolate. No, no, no. As I talked about, I have to move my body. Whoops. Did I fuck that up? Nope. Okay. As I talked about, I have three different jobs that are run by women. And in each case, it's the same shit. It's just like this. Everywhere a fucking woman is in charge. They worry about feelings. They have all this woman logic excuses. That's the way it's always been. It's just like, girls, you've got to fucking understand. I know you think you're strong and independent. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You should not be in charge. I know this is hurting your feelings. It's like, we men do not run around trying to make babies. We don't run around trying to get pregnant, okay? Would you please just stay the fuck out of things that are not your domain? And you can call me sexist and patriarchy and shit all you want, but it doesn't matter. And again, to be for the stupid people out there, which is most of you, I'm not saying, excuse me, I'm not saying, hold on, I need water. I'm not saying every single woman is incompetent at running a business and that every man is competent at running a business. Because Alice works for the person who owns the business, and he's a man, and he's just as responsible as she is, even more so, because he's the one who's allowing her to be in charge and do all this shit, okay? I am saying that there is a masculine perspective to the world, an active perspective, the I'm going to fix things perspective, and there is a feminine perspective to the world, the passive perspective, which has been taken to it. And again, there's the extremes on this, okay? You see the extreme feminism, masculine and feminine, the masculine and the feminine. Again, it's the Aristotelian mean, okay? So the masculine and the feminine are what I would, the words I would use to describe the normal, the mean, the healthy. There's a healthy amount of masculinity, which is I'm going to fix things, I'm going to be active, I am going to create, I am going to bring wealth into the household, as Aristotle talks about in The Politics. And then there is the healthy feminine. The healthy feminine is, I am going to be more passive, I am going to manage the household, as Aristotle talks about in The Politics. I am going to be pretty and charming and intelligent and talented, and I am going to support my man while he is being masculine and being active and accomplishing things and fixing things. Now, both of these can go to extremes. The masculine goes to the extreme of, since I'm pulling this out of my ass for the moment, I'm going to call it tyranny. Again, this is the state, this is statism. There's the active masculine that says, I'm going to create things and work with other people and make accomplishments. And then there's the extreme of that where you become a tyrant, or where you become an asshole, or where you become an abuser, where you want to dominate and control other people around you. On the feminine side, the extreme of that is where you go from being feminine into being a feminist. The feminist is the ultimate in the ultimate parasitism. The feminist is the ultimate where I want the government to take things away from other people and give them to me so I don't have to work, right? The ultimate extreme, the feminism, is the idea that, well, that's the way it's always been and it's not going to change, and that I'm going to pretend I care about people's feelings, when of course you don't really care about people's feelings. Because Alice doesn't care about my feelings. She doesn't care about me having to work with these idiots. She doesn't care about the fact that I need to do my job at night when nobody's in the venue. She pretends she cares about other people, but ultimately it's a mask for only caring about herself. So am I saying that all women are incompetent at being in charge and all men are competent at being in charge in the workplace? Absolutely not. I am saying that I would say there is 1 in 1,000 women who are competent at being in charge in the workplace. And I would say that there are probably about 7 in 100 men who are competent at being, I'm going to revise that number. Four out of 100. I would say, no, I'm revising, 3. All right, 2. I'm going to go with 2. 2 out of 100 men are competent at being in charge in the workplace. Because then, the guy who owns the company, he's a man, and all of this is going on, and he will not, he's in the same camp. He said to me, that's the way it always is. And I'm like, great. And until you're willing to let go of this attitude, and this expands further, this expands into our whole world, right? This is, again, why do we have statism? Because of feminism. Feminism is the attitude of, that's the way it's always been, so there's nothing we can do about it. And when you look at statism and you talk to people, we have to pay all these taxes. But, well, that's the way it's always been, right? You have to let the TSA agent touch your nutsack in the airport. Well, that's the way it's always been. You have to get a license to get married. Well, that's the way it's always been. Well, there's a war in Afghanistan. Well, that's the way it's always been, right? This is the same. This is why statism is feminism. Feminism is statism. They are the same fucking thing. Because any excuse you hear from a feminist for her failure is the same excuse you hear from the statist for the need for the state, right? Marriage license. You have to get permission from the government to get married. That's the way it's always been. You will hear that from a fucking statist. All right, I've hinted. I'm going to try to let go of this whole women are incompetent in the workplace thing, at least for a little while. They're still incompetent, but I'm going to try not to bitch about it for a couple of hours at least.